It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will be issuing $307 million in grants and low-interest loans to modernize rural water infrastructure across 34 states and the territory of Puerto Rico. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack made the announcement Wednesday in northern New Mexico. The announcement comes as President Biden and his administration tour the country to gain support for a $973 billion spending plan for infrastructure. This week marks 6 months since the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, and as Fred Martino reports, some in Congress were traumatized by the attack.
An El Paso congresswoman is speaking out about how the January 6th insurrection continues to affect her. Veronica Escobar told CBS this morning that her therapist has given her tools to help deal with the trauma.
It is important to share with people that trauma takes a toll and that there is help out there, that there's no shame in asking for help.
Escobar and all other Texas and New Mexico Democrats in the U.S. House supported legislation that passed last week to form a select committee to investigate the deadly riot. Republicans were almost unanimously opposed. New Mexico's 2nd District GOP Congresswoman Yvette Harrell did not vote on the legislation. Harrell also failed to vote on another measure that passed, which directed the removal of statues of people who were in the Confederacy from the U.S. Capitol. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
Texas lawmakers are in Austin today for a special session. Governor Greg Abbott has outlined 11 priorities for the 30-day session, including controversial plans to mandate restrictions on voting. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider says the agenda also contains one major omission.
Topping Governor Greg Abbott's agenda are a series of high-profile conservative priorities. Political scientist Brandon Rodinghouse of the University of Houston says Abbott is looking to shore up his right flank ahead of next year's Republican primary.
This is a Luby-style conservative buffet of items: election reform, transgender athletes, critical race theory, social media censorship.
But the agenda includes nothing about the electric grid or reforming the state's troubled power agency, ERCOT, as UH Energy fellow Ed Herz observes.
The grid needs to be revamped, and that's not in the special session.
This week, Abbott did send a letter to the Public Utility Commission urging that group to enact reforms. The agenda also lets the legislature restore its own funding. Abbott had vetoed the money as a punishment after Democrats walked out during the regular session and blocked GOP priority bills from passing. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
And in more news, the city of Las Cruces entered into a 10-year franchise agreement with Comcast this week. Madison Staten has the details.
A resolution for a 10-year franchise agreement between the city of Las Cruces and Comcast was unanimously passed by the city council, giving the company authorization to construct, maintain, and operate cable systems. Assistant City Attorney Robert Cabello outlined what freedoms the agreement will allow Comcast.
It gives it that ability to engage in a particular activity using public facilities. And in this instance, Comcast would be using their rights of way to put their infrastructure in.
Bob Duchin of River Oaks Telecommunications Group highlighted the non-exclusivity of the agreement.
This franchise in no way prohibits the city from granting additional wireline cable franchises should another competitor wish to enter the Las Cruces marketplace.
This adoption marks the first time the Las Cruces City Council has approved a franchise agreement with Comcast since 1999, an agreement that lasted until 2011. Talk of the agreement prompted additional discussions surrounding internet challenges within the city. Councilor Gil Sword noted more needs to be done to increase the speed of internet for residents.
As our population, the older part of the city, continues to grow and the demand for internet service continues to increase, to me, it seems like some of the infrastructure for internet service could be, and I think it is, not quite up to snuff.
Working to make sure that all students have equal access to the internet was a top concern for Councilor Yvonne Flores, who asked Comcast to help look into the issue.
One of the big concerns that we all share, I believe, as a community of people, is that our children are really missing out on educational opportunities. in many, many ways. There's a state-mandated decision, Supreme Court of New Mexico decision, that has mandated schools to implement certain practices to assure that children aren't left out of their educational experience. And there's been findings that they are missing out. I guess it's my ask, for you to somehow look into this.
Historically, the city has worked to increase access to internet for residents, offering free Wi-Fi at locations like the Plaza de las Cruces. For CARE WG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.